Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. It's the Grace Curley Show, live from the Aviva Trattoria Studios. The new Aviva is opening in Malden on Wednesday, June 16th. Visit avivatrattoria.com/Malden. Now, here's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. Kind of a gloomy Monday here in New England, but we have a bright and shiny show for you guys, and I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. I mean, we have so much material. This weekend was just a treasure trove of Biden bumbles. Everything from the G7, also some crazy stories, local stories out of Cape Cod that we're going to get to. But I got to start with the G7 because I couldn't even keep up with all of the embarrassing mess ups from Joe Biden. Now, the G7, the group of seven, I want to tell you the description of it. It's an intergovernmental political forum consisting of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. G7, the group of seven. It should be the goons of seven. Because these people looked insane. They looked out of touch. And Joe Biden takes the cake. It's hard to compete with him when it comes to looking, you know, insane. But none of them looked good. None of them looked like strong world leaders by any means. And a lot of this stuff we're going to talk about really is visual. If you were watching any of these cuts, you understood that we are no longer in charge. You're going to read stories about how, you know, the Europeans have much more respect for us and the world leaders like Joe Biden. I understand why they like him. They don't have to worry about him. But it happened in Cornwall, England, and they all looked insane. And I've been debating with people all day what was the worst moment. I mean, I talked to Howie about it. I talked to Jared about it. It's hard to keep track of all of these embarrassing fumbles. But first, I wanted to start with the description because I was just blown away. It was very Black Mirror to me, seeing all these people stand up there kind of far apart, elbow bumping, you know, with nothing really in the backdrop. It all felt very strange. And Kurt Schlichter has a great column in Town Hall, and he described it in the perfect way. He said, "You look at this sorry set of leaders of the formerly free world, and the vibe you get is exhaustion. There's no energy, no drive, no hope." Boris Johnson, formerly a man, explained to a bored UK that nations coming out of the pandemic need to build back better in a greener, more gender neutral, and perhaps a more feminine way. Hack cliches are their solution, but these relics have nothing else. They are weak and stupid, and they represent a spent elite that cares about nothing except just a little more time holding fast to their uncertain cynosures. I thought the same thing, but even I really did. I mean, it's just, it was all cliches. It was all big talk. And then meanwhile, when you focus in on what's really happening in the world, you look at Boris Johnson's a perfect example. London was supposed to break free of their lockdown, I think June 21st. That's been pushed off. These people, they can't tie their shoes in the morning, but they're going to solve global warming and all of these other existential crises that we're dealing with. But even with the stiff competition, I don't want you guys to think that I'm leaving Joe Biden out of this because Boris Johnson, he's good, but he's not that good. It's hard to take away the spotlight from Joe. And we are going to break down exactly what happened. Let's start with the press conference. All right, this is a heavy sound day. We got to do it. I think I want to start with, I'm tempted to start with the mix-ups between Libya and Syria, but whenever Biden brings up his mom, that's where I start. Cut zero, please, Jared.
He's extremely gracious, not surprising. Well, we had a great talk. She wanted to know what the two leaders that I wanted to meet with, Mr. Putin, and she wanted to know about about Xi Jinping, and we had a long talk, and she was very generous, very. I don't think she'd be insulted, but you bet my mother. She reminded me of my mother.
All right, so he's talking about the queen there. She reminded him of his mother. That audio is a little rough. So let's go to Joe Biden talking about Libya instead of Syria. Cut one.
Where we could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya. We should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to it is, and by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way.
Oh God.
Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms. But they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya, that
he's meaning to say Syria, and that is obviously a huge problem when discussing something this serious, but I want to focus on just the lack of cohesion in his sentences. I mean, the amount of uhs and stopping and kind of getting lost. It's not good. And not only that, but you go to one of these big summits, you know, and 90% of what this guy says has to be walked back minutes later by his own White House. And here's the great example. He talked about cyber criminals and whether or not he would exchange cyber criminals with Russia, whether he'd be open to that. Cut 28, please.
He said that Russia would be ready to hand over cyber criminals to the United States if the U.S. would do the same to Russia. And an agreement came out of this meeting coming up. So are you open to that kind of a trade with Vladimir Putin?
Yes, I'm open to, if there's crimes committed against Russia, that in fact are, and the people committing those crimes being harbored in the United States, I'm committed to holding them accountable. I heard that. I was told as I was flying here that he said that. I think that's potentially a good sign and progress.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, this is from the New York Post, told a press aboard Air Force One that Biden was not talking about exchanges or swaps when he seemed receptive to Vladimir Putin's offer that the Kremlin would extradite cyber criminals if the U.S. would respond in kind. He's not saying he's going to be exchanging cyber criminals with Russia. But here's the issue. Yes, he is. That's what we just heard. I hate this idea that, you know, oh, it was mischaracterized or it was taken out of context. That's the context. The question is, let's hear it again, Jared, because I'm confused why Jake Sullivan and Jen Psaki and all of these people, all of these hacks, have to keep putting everything in context when we have the whole cut. Joe Biden understands, I believe, what they're asking him.
He said that Russia would be ready to hand over cyber criminals to the United States if the U.S. would do the same to Russia. And an agreement came out of this meeting coming up. So are you open to that kind of a trade with Vladimir Putin?
Now, pause right there. That kind of a trade, in other words, a swap, an exchange, that was the question. And he said he was open to it. So now we can't even go based off his actual answer. We have to go, you know, oh no, it was mischaracterized. Mischaracterized? That's the whole thing right there. We have the whole cut. And then perhaps the worst, which I'm going to save for the other side, Joe Biden was wandering around somewhere. It looks like people were eating lunch. And a reporter caught him off guard, asked him a question. And he starts answering it, you know, pardon me, what'd you say? And Jill comes over and they're trying to make it into this cute thing, like, oh, you know, there's Jill keeping him in line. But it's becoming increasingly clear that she is his handler and that she is there to intercept any sort of questions or scrutiny that he might receive. So she comes in flapping her arms. Come on, Joe, let's go. And everyone starts laughing because this is the Truman Show and we all think this is really funny when really it's just pathetic and sad. And we will save that for the other side. But my question that I'm throwing out there to the callers, because I know you guys watched this. I know you saw clips of it. I know you were dismayed at what our country looks like right now. And I just want to remind you of this. Remember 2 years ago, Trump met with these leaders and they were mocking him in secret. And that was like the biggest deal. You know, you could tell they didn't like him. They were all huddled around Trudeau and Macron talking about, oh, he's so mean. He's such a loser. And that was the biggest deal. You can still read about it now. They're still putting out articles about that. Here's the difference, and you're going to see it in one of our cuts when Joe Biden tries to correct Boris Johnson. Trump might have been mocked behind his back by these guys, but Joe Biden is laughed at to his face by everyone. We have that cut. We have more. My question for everyone is, you're reading these stories about how Europe and all of these foreign places, they have this great respect now for America, for Joe Biden. Do you buy that? Because what's interesting is that a lot of these European outlets are starting to publish things about cognitive decline, which is no good, no bueno here in America. You can't write that about Joe here. That's conspiracy. That's fringe. That's Tom Cotton status. But over there, they don't care. They just want to get clicks. They're actual journalists over there who just, you know, want to pay the bills, keep the lights on. So if they see it, they see him fumbling around, they might actually have the gall, the audacity to write about it. After watching what happened this weekend, where are we at? I mean, is Joe going to be able to do this much longer? This was one of the worst I've seen of him, and I see a lot of him. I see a lot of bad Joe Biden cuts, and I was kind of taken aback by how bad he was in front of the world. 844-500-4242. We got a lot more cuts to play, but I want to hear from you guys. Am I exaggerating? Am I not giving Joe a fair shake? Am I taking him out of context? Am I mischaracterizing his brilliance? Let me know. 844-500-4242. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. Everything is hot right now. There's basically no inventory. So how do you know as a seller if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you've sold under the best terms? Well, when you're selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way, with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now, and you'll know that you got all your money that you possibly could get out of the deal. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. That's Charlie Gill, 800-521-0111, or go to jjmanning.com. I see you guys on the lines. We're talking G7 for a little bit at least until we move on to more of this liberal craziness. I got a whole stack of stuff and no shortage of sound today. 844-500-4242. It's Monday, and it's The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley.
We Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It's Monday, and we're already getting off to a hot start with all of this sound. Joe Biden, he really wowed the crowds at the G7. I mean, jaws were on the floor when we realized, yeah, this guy is the leader of the free world, and his wife is ushering him away from one reporter, basically asking him, how you doing? How's
Come
it going?
Come on, man.
How's it going? And they all panic. Jill is like the leader of the, thank you, everybody out. Thank you, please. She's their head honcho. And it's getting really crazy. Today's poll question is brought to you by CapeLily.com. 100% natural soaps, perfect for sensitive skin, handcrafted in small batches with Cape Cod sea salt. Buy local and save your skin with these moisturizing, chemical-free soaps that I really do love. Just try one, and I promise you guys will be buying them forever. Love your soap, love your skin. Go to CapeLily.com. That's Lily with two L's, CapeLily.com. Jared Diglio is my producer, and he's on the board. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What was Biden's worst moment at the G7? Dr. Jill corralling him in public, confusing Libya and Syria, saying he'll get in trouble for answering questions, whispering, give me a break, 120 days, need time, to a reporter, or saying he's open to exchanging cyber criminals with Putin.
I'm torn between the Dr. Jill and the Libya and Syria. I'm going to go with the Dr. Jill because that was a video and the visual of it was very strange. She kind of runs over and, you know, wrangles him back. And it was bizarre.
Dr. Jill corralling him in public is in the lead at 31%, tied for second, saying he'll get in trouble for answering questions and whispering, give me a break, 120 days. To a reporter.
And I see everybody on the lines. We're going to get to you, 844-500-4242. But can we play that 120 days? A reporter asked him a question and a response that never, first of all, Trump would have never made this response because it's so weak. It just screams like I'm incompetent. But he also never would have gotten away with it. It's just saying, I need more time. I haven't been in there long enough. Let's play this.
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Yeah, go ahead. But I pretend that you didn't answer you.
You have often said repeatedly that America is back.
Yes.
At the same time, you've kept in place some Trump-era steel and aluminum sanctions. And I wanted to ask you, when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
So dignified. He's really, what a well-thought-out answer. Did he eat the microphone during that? Why does he get that close?
120 days.
Yikes-o. Leslie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Grace. I love your show. I was really surprised that he was so well received by everybody at the G7 summit and at NATO. They seemed to all like him, which I didn't see anybody make any strange looks.
Well, you know what,
NATO, I guess.
Leslie, I don't want to cut you off.
I
just want to fill you in on this, Leslie, because people made this comment last week. I think it's very important to remember. They didn't like Trump, and Trump was honest about this. They did not like Trump because Trump was doing his job. Trump was making them put in their fair share, pay their bills. You know, I'm using euphemisms, but he was holding people accountable and holding countries responsible. And that's why they did not like him. So it makes sense they would like Joe Biden because he's putting America last and he's giving them kind of a break. And so obviously it's like if you're a kid and you have the babysitter who just lets you run a complete muck and just do whatever you want, you're going to be a big fan.
Right. I am scared to death what he's going to do with Putin. Oh.
Well, I want to first of all say, Leslie, and I don't want to correct you, but it's Clinton.
President Clinton.
I don't know what he's going to do either, Leslie, but let's actually take a little bit of this. This is Joe Biden talking about, oh, you know what? We'll save it for the other side. Joe Biden, he has some rambling answers about Putin. I'm loving that you guys want to weigh in on this because I really was stunned by a lot of these clips, and I've been talking to Howie about it all day. And I mean, some of them you read and the White House has now corrected his whatever he's trying to say. They correct it in the brackets. But there's no correcting this audio. This audio cannot be fixed. It cannot be sugarcoated. It's frightening. 844-500-4242. I see you guys on the lines. We'll take your calls on the other side. It's the Grace Curley Show.
And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
How do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
Now, he also mentioned that cut got a lot of traction, but it's the before part, Jared, I'd like to play, that I'm going to get in trouble, because that's a common theme we keep hearing from Joe Biden. This was Joe Biden talking about how he shouldn't be answering questions again.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble with staff. I don't do this the right way. Jennifer Jacobs Bloomberg.
Oh, he brought out his little handy-dandy list, because God forbid he get the wrong reporter who doesn't ask him about his preference, you know, in ice cream flavors. That would be a real scandal on our hands.
Sorry about that. He's going to get in trouble so much. I played the wrong one. This is the one we were looking for.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble with staff. I don't do this the right way.
Wait, so he said he was going to get in trouble multiple times? Wow. And I can't take credit for this because I've been seeing it on the internet. But you do get between Biden and his team, and I don't know who's the yeller. You know, I don't know if it's Ron Klain, or I don't know if it's Jen Psaki. I don't know who's really hitting him hard, you know, not literally, figuratively. I don't know who's yelling at him behind the scenes, but you do get a sense that Biden and his team, it's very much James Caan and Kathy Bates in Misery. Like, he gets home and people are upset. And if he doesn't behave the right way, he's going to be put in time out. It's all very strange. Chris, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Grace. How are you?
I'm good.
Joe Biden reminds me of Peter Sellers, the actor who portrayed Inspector Clouseau.
Yes.
And we all laughed at him. It's ridiculous. But now we got somebody in charge of the country who's just like him.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because you kind of gave me a nice segue to the next sound I want to play, which is the laughing. I mean, it's if you look, a lot of people did side by sides of when Trump was at the G7 versus Biden, and kind of the difference in body language and how these, and the people were looking at him like, this guy is a pain in our butts and we hate Donald Trump. But that's what you want. I mean, that's an effective leader. He wasn't looking out for Germany and France. He was looking out for America. He was looking out for us. And the difference when you look at Biden, first of all, he walks behind all of these world leaders. He's the last one walking out of these meetings. He also, when he's sitting with a bunch of world leaders and he starts talking, and he corrects Boris Johnson because he doesn't think that Boris Johnson said the name of the president of South Africa. So he feels the need to butt in, because that's the thing, is that as much as Joe Biden is struggling with a cognitive decline, and I don't say that joking around, because I've had a lot of people say to me, hey, toe the line there, because people understand how serious it is to have someone in your life who's facing that. But it's kind of getting hard to ignore. As much as he's dealing with that, he still needs to interject. You know, he still does like the sound of his own voice. So he doesn't just sit there. He has to throw in his two cents. And he decides to correct Boris Johnson, and it goes horribly, horribly wrong. And although I'm going to play this sound cut, I want you to keep in mind that the body language between Boris Johnson and Joe Biden is very much, Boris Johnson is not talking to the president of the United States. It's like he's a kid who's frustrated with his annoying uncle who just interrupted his story.
His whispery old grandfather.
And he's basically saying, like, well, I already said that, Uncle Frank. Stop interrupting me. Let's play. Go ahead.
And to say how pleased I am to welcome those who have just joined us. It's been some pretty spectacular weather. With them, Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa, President Moon, in just a minute.
And the President of South Africa.
And the President of South Africa, as
Let's go. Boris Johnson's almost as annoyed with Joe Biden as we are over here. And I want to kind of come back to real life, because while this is all going on, you know, and Joe's being ushered out by Dr. Jill and being yelled at by Boris Johnson and being laughed at by reporters, there's actual things happening in the United States, you know. It'd be nice to have someone in charge, you know, someone looking out for us. But America is last right now. And one of the cuts that I found kind of amazing from all these weekend shows was Andy Slavitt. He's Joe Biden's COVID czar. Whenever I see that word czar, I immediately go, all right, hack. This is, we're dealing with the hack. But he has an interesting take on the pandemic. And, you know, I think most people, most rational people, look at what happened over the last year and they think, wow, there was so much damage and a lot of it unnecessary. So much mental health decline. Obviously, small businesses are in terrible shape. But no, Andy Slavitt has a very different take. He thinks we could have sacrificed a little bit more. Cut 16, please.
But if we're honest, we also made two other types of mistakes that caused a lot of loss of life. One were just plainly political leadership mistakes. There was a lot. We denied the virus for too long out of the Trump White House. There was too much squashing of dissent and playing on divisions. But I'd also think we all need to look at one another and ask ourselves, what do we need to do better next time? And in many respects, being able to sacrifice a little bit for one another to get through this and to save more lives is going to be essential. And that's something that I think we could all have done a little bit better on.
Hey, Andy, how dare you? All right, let's just start with that. I'm going to read Andy a headline because I don't get the sense that he peruses the headlines. He's living in his own world, clearly. They're living on a different planet. It's like Trudeau, you know, blackface Trudeau. Don't forget that, you know, Trudeau had his own problems way back when with blackface. Then you've got Macron, then you've got Boris Johnson with the floppy hair. They're all living on a complete separate planet. And Andy Slavitt is right there with them. But back on planet Earth, Andy, here's a headline for you. The number of small businesses destroyed by COVID lockdowns will astound you. COVID shutdowns championed by U.S. governors and D.C. bureaucrats, and I'm sure, just adding this in, a lot of czars, a lot of Andy Slavitts, are responsible for destroying nearly 40% of small businesses since the virus was unleashed on the world. And we know that it was for little to no good reason. This is from PJ Media. A study by the Proceedings of the National Academies of Science revealed recently that shutdown orders made little to no difference in COVID's impact. We find that shelter-in-place orders have no detectable health benefits, only modest effects on behavior and small but adverse effects on the economy. While bureaucrats gave Walmart, Costco, Lowe's, and other big-box stores essential status, 38.9% of America's small businesses, 38.9% were forced to close. But we did not sacrifice enough, according to Andy Slavitt. And you notice how at the beginning of that comment, he says he blames Trump. You know, orange man bad. This was Trump's fault. Trump didn't handle it right. You know, Trump didn't do enough. And then he quickly pivots to this is your fault. And that's exactly what Trump always said. They don't hate me. They hate you. And Andy just said it. Within 30 seconds. I want to play that cut one more time, please, Jared.
But if we're honest, we also had two other types of mistakes that caused a lot of loss of life. One were just plainly political leadership mistakes. There was a lot. We denied the virus for too long out of the Trump White House. There was too much squashing of dissent and playing on divisions. But I'd also think we all need to look at one another and ask ourselves, what do we need to do better next time? And in many respects, being able to sacrifice a little bit for one another to get through this and to save more lives is going to be essential. And that's something that I think we could all have done a little bit better on.
Do you think you sacrificed enough, guys? I'm asking the audience, guys and gals. Do you think you sacrificed enough? Did you miss anything? Did you sacrifice enough of your small business? You know, did your paycheck take enough of a hit? Were your kids sufficiently depressed enough throughout this last year for not being able to play soccer or go to school or see their friends? How do you feel? How do you feel about your sacrifice? Was it enough? It wasn't enough for Andy Slavitt, and he's a czar. So that's what we're working with. Russ, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Grace, what really aggravates the hell out of me is the media spin. America's back after Trump. What a bunch of BS. You know, if it was not for us, the Europeans would still be killing each other as they did for centuries. And it's because we are part of NATO. There's an American general, the head of NATO, and we've kept the Europeans from killing themselves for a long time now. What did President Trump ask the Europeans to do? Pay their share of their own defense.
Yeah, right.
What else did he do? He questioned the logic of allowing a pipeline from Russia to be completed. And we are paying for the defense of the Europeans, and at the same time, they're allowing Russia to build a pipeline that's going to put millions and millions of dollars, and they can use that to push their influence across the globe.
Well,
and also, in the meantime, that idiot Biden, okay, those fools that voted for him, what is he encourages the pipeline from Russia, and at the same time, he doesn't allow our pipeline to be built from Canada. I'm just sick and tired of the media spin and the fools that voted for Biden and the bleeping Democrats.
Yeah, no, I think when they say America is back, and I've seen that headline a lot today too, Russ, because Biden says it, you know, that's like one of his favorite lines besides build back bagel better or whatever else he comes out with. He likes to say America is back.
Bagel back better.
I think it makes him feel like Bruce Springsteen. The red and the blue, we're back, baby. So he says
and
that.
And we will cross this divide.
So he says that a lot, America is back. But what's really back is Barack Obama's, you know, radical transformation of America. That is back. That is back in a big way. I mean, Barack said it himself. He said, Joe is finishing what I started. And I fully believe that. We just have different versions of what we think America is. Their version of America is this evil, racist country that needs to get down on its knees and apologize to absolutely everyone. You know, and we need to shoot ourselves in the foot and eliminate all of our energy sources and yet let everybody else do whatever they want. That's their version of America being back. So I'm sure to them it's back. It's roaring back. But to most normal people, it's not. 844-500-4242. You guys are still calling in. Whether it's the G7 or whether you want to talk about your sacrifice, Andy Slavitt says you didn't make enough of a sacrifice. And I find that amazing. I really do. That takes my breath away. When you really think about this last year for people, what people lost. Gwyneth Paltrow broke down and ate bread during quarantine. That was her low point. But other people weren't able to bury their parents or have wakes for their parents or have graduation parties or have weddings. Other people's businesses closed. People committed suicide from depression. What else does Andy Slavitt want? What more does he want? I'm actually curious. I would tell the press to ask him that, but I know they can't. They're stuck strictly on either ice cream or Joe Biden's dogs. And besides that, they can't really veer off. The reviews are in for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, simple to use and easy to install. Just plug them in. I have three dogs and bought three. I love the change. We've been talking about this for weeks, about the thunderstorm helping with allergies. Allergies were wild this weekend. I don't have them, but the mailroom manager came in and she said that it really hit her hard.
Yeah, Sunday was terrible for me. It was just brutal. Like, I couldn't breathe all weekend. It's bad out there, folks. I don't know why, but you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm to get through it. You just plug it in, you turn it on, and almost immediately, within minutes, it starts sending out ions, which ionizes the air and it creates super oxygen, and it eliminates pollutants, allergens, viruses, nasty things in the air.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time with allergies because Jared has really bad allergies, but it also is great for odors. Another customer wrote, my basement had a dank smell to it. Within 20 minutes of using the Thunderstorm, this smell was gone. I've experienced that in my kitchen. You cook, you turn it on, it's done. There's no smell. The AC may be on now, and that means doors are closed. When doors are closed, odors are more noticeable, so you want to get yourself the Thunderstorm. Another owner said, this is the second time I have ordered the Thunderstorm, and I now have five. My house, including my basement, has never smelled so fresh. I love them. You will too, guys. Order the Thunderstorm today at EdenPure.com. Click on the Grace banner and put in code word GRACE10. That problem room will no longer be a problem. 844-500-4242. I'm very curious. We got callers on the line. I'm curious. Do they want to talk about Joe Biden at G7 or do they want to talk about their sacrifice over the last year? We're going to find out on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Fox News is running with a whale's tail. I guess the lobster diver who got swallowed up by the whale, people are now kind of drilling down on that story. We will get into that later because I have tons of opinions on whales, believe it or not. That is one. Whales are my bugaboo. I've always been afraid of them. I always will be. And I was transfixed with that story over the weekend. I know the G7 should have been at top of mind for me, but it wasn't. It was the humpback whale. We will get to all that. Just a quick programming note here. If you guys want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. We also have a text line, 63566. You can enter Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. And the reason I bring this up is someone just texted in and said, should we make reservations for the 110 Grill on Friday? I'll be there with Howie doing my show and then staying for Howie's show. That's in Woburn. Yes, reservations are highly recommended, so make sure you get on that. Let's go to Tom. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, you know, I look back at what Trump did, and obviously he opened up the energy industry in this country, and you wind the clock back to 2003 when the Bush administration went to war against Iraq. What did we hear back then? We heard we need to be energy independent. We don't need to be dependent on Arab oil.
Right.
Was part of that going to war mantra back then. And Trump, you know, made that happen. And I'm a union member. I worked on the Alaska pipeline in 94 through 95, worked there for 2 years. I work with electricians that were at that time that had a little over 20 years in that were retiring with a defined benefit plan of around $60,000 a year. And that didn't include their annuity that they had as well. And I also worked up there right after 9/11 in 2001 in Prudhoe Bay. And, you know, that ANWR that Joe Biden just canceled, that is a frozen swamp out in the tundra. It's not by an Indian village, and it's the size of Logan Airport. And that literally is the future, you know, for the building trades up in Alaska, for the next generation or so. And it really is, it's sad that those guys are going to end up getting hurt. And it's also sad that at some point we could see $4 a gallon gas prices in the country. Don't think that it can't happen. If OPEC decides to cut back on production, you could see increases in gas prices. And by the way, if Donald Trump was in the back pocket of Vladimir Putin, then why did he increase natural gas exports to Western Europe, which competed with Russia?
No, Tom, you're absolutely right. I mean, there was no reasoning for people to think that Donald Trump was in the pocket of Putin besides, you know, Maxine Waters on the morning shows talking about connecting the dots. Everything Trump did doesn't add up with making Putin happy. And on the flip side, you see Joe Biden who says, well, I couldn't stop Nord Stream because it was already pretty much completed. And I'm thinking, was the Keystone Pipeline completed here? Because I think that one was pretty much a sure thing. We'll be back with Chris Bedford from The Federalist. Thank you for the call. Great call. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. So much more of The Grace Curley Show. Mm-hmm.